Welcome to another episode of Rodis Live. Let's get it.
They call him
Welcome to Rodis Live. I'm your host, Rodis. This show is about hip-hop, urban culture, and entrepreneurship. This show drops every Friday at midnight because that's what it is. So today, we're going to talk about MyAdidas. Yes, MyAdidas. We're going to talk about the acronym. All day I dream about spitting. If you are MC. Run DMC, they helped make the Adidas famous. Shout out to Run, Russell, and DMC, as well as Patrick Ewing. Anybody out there had a pair of Patrick Ewing Adidas? I did. And we're going to talk about it today. So, let's get it. It's time for another segment of What's Poppin', y'all. 350 V2, that's what's poppin'. Night Jogger, that's what's poppin'. Continental 80, that's what's poppin'. ZX500 OG, that's what's poppin'. Forum Low, that's what's poppin'. Ultra Boost, that's what's poppin'. Gazelle, that's what's poppin'. Samba, that's what's poppin'. Superstar, that's what's poppin'. Stan Smith, that's what's poppin'. Patrick Ewing, that's what's poppin'. The name of this episode is MyAdidas. So, my first summer job that I ever had, I was a tutor at the school on 71st and Loomis. I can't think of the name of it right now. But I was a tutor in my sophomore year of high school. And one of the first things that I purchased when I had my summer job making $3.35 an hour was a pair of red and white high top Patrick Ewing Adidas. Now, I wanted to get the Nick color ones, but I couldn't find them. My cousin Donovan, he had those. Shout out, Donovan. And we raided parks. We raided the gyms. That's just what we did back in the day when there wasn't no social media. We was very careful where we went because people, they'll jack you for your shoes. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't nothing sweet. I was into sports. I liked girls. I loved rhyme. I loved music. And most importantly, I loved hip-hop. Why? Because of Run DMC. They style and influence on the culture music, business. I actually saw them live at Mendel High School in Chicago on 111th and Ed Brooks. Yeah, man, it blew my mind. So, Run DMC, they've been repping Adidas since the 80s. LL Cool J been repping Adidas since the 80s. Dapper Dan been repping Adidas since the 80s. Razzcast been repping Adidas. Adidas is a popular brand, a popular shoe, even in sports. Derrick Rose, Kobe Bryant, shout out Derrick Rose. I think those Adidas messed up Derrick Rose's ankles. I think that's what made him have the ACL injury. A lot of the best players, they often get hurt wearing Adidas. But Kobe got hurt, D. Rose got hurt. But Adidas is mostly known for style and flair, from the shoes to the velour jogging suits. And all of the ambassadors for Adidas, even Kanye with the Yeezys. I don't know if he went rogue and he doing his own independent thing now with the Yeezys, but Adidas is popular. He helped catapult them that much more. Well, let's talk about some sports figures. I already mentioned some, but Patrick Ewing, he was at Georgetown. He was rapping. Man, Patrick Ewing, a lot of y'all probably seen Patrick Ewing on the decline when he was with the Supersonics. And, in y'all eyes, he might have been a bum at that point in his career, rocking a Sonics jersey. But I remember Patrick Ewing when he was a Georgetown Hoya. Man, he was the business, rocking Adidas. I don't know if he had the endorsement when he was actually at Georgetown or when he got into the NBA. Probably the NBA, because it might have been illegal for him to do anything to get money during college. I always liked and respected Patrick Ewing as a player, and those Hoyas, they was just dope. Everybody had, well, most of the people in Chicago, if you was under the six, you had a Georgetown jacket. You stayed away from areas where people wore Georgetown jackets because it wasn't sweet at all. But yeah, Patrick Ewing, he rocked Adidas. And the influence was all over the city, all over everywhere. But, Adidas, they linked the style, they linked the sports, they linked to music. The Beastie Boys, they rocked Adidas. Let me see. I mentioned Razzcast, I mentioned DMC, but you know how when you talk to your parents and they tell you something, they tell you, hey, don't go over there. Hey, don't wear those shoes over there in that neighborhood, rah-rah, or something like that. They not talking for their health. They telling you for a reason. It's a reason for everything. So I'm gonna tell y'all this story. Story time on Ride or Slide. So I had my little summer job and I bought my Adidas. Man, I had the red and white Adidas with, the low cut waves and a Shaq. This before, I came into my kingness and had the ball head, but I had four waves on the top, three waves spiraling going around, and I had a Shaq, y'all. I had a Shaq. But most of the time, I braided the Shaq up in a tail. And I used to hang around this place in Chicago called Pocket Town. It's actually on 67th and Dorchester. I used to always go over to my homeboy crib on a weekend and just hang out over there. My homeboy Malon. Shout out Malon, shout out Rome. Every weekend I used to be over there. You know, I used to catch the bus. It wasn't no door-to-door service with the Ubers. My mama wasn't taking me. She ain't had time to take me. You know, it was one of them things. Boy, you big enough, here goes some bus fare, you go. Straight like that. And basically, that's just how it was. So I used to hang over there every weekend. We used to be chilling, you know, with the girls. Experimentation, you know, with different type of sips of liquor. But, you know, that ain't never really been my thing. But anyway, you know, I was, you know, spreading my wings, hanging out, growing up. But I noticed, like, when I got my little job, and not my homies, but, you know, a lot of people around there, you know, they was looking at me funny, man. You know, it's like they was trying to test me. Every weekend, you know, it was a little bit of turbulence. More and more and more and more. So every time I went home, every Sunday I went home, it used to be this wino. He used to always ask and beg for change. You know, it's no need to beg. If I got it, you got it. And being free-hearted is one of my traits. But if you in a position where you can help somebody and it's no detriment to yourself, you know, it's always good to help when you can. So this dude, he was like, hey, man, you need to stop hanging with those guys. He tell me flat out, hey, you need to stop hanging with those guys. The people you coming to see, they cool. But everybody else, they ain't your friend. You know, them guys that you with, you know, they can do what they can. You know, they with you. But it's more the other guys. You know, I heard them talking about taking you up out of your shoes. And now, me being a youngin', I'm like 15. I was like, yo, ain't nobody taking me out of my shoes. First of all, one, when I can run. Two, I'm gonna try to fight, you know. But, you know, like the old man said, he said, hey, man, if somebody asks you for something, you just give it to them. So I'm thinking along the lines of, you know, him asking me for the change. But he was saying, look here, young blood, you know, you can get another pair of shoes, but you can't get another life. You know, why put yourself in a situation that you could avoid? So I really appreciated the gems and the jewels that he gave me. You know, I gave him $5 because the information that he gave me was priceless. And I noticed, like, you know, when I rode the bus home with my red and white Adidas printed tee, my white and red Adidas printed shorts, my white and red Adidas socks, and my white and red Adidas shoes, I noticed that, you know, I was by myself and everybody was looking at me, you know, but I was told never sit in the front of the bus because, you know, you want to be able to see everything in front of you. And then you don't want to be scared. You don't want to come off like you're scared. But it's nothing wrong with being scared because, I mean, your instincts is working. So, especially if you got on some Adidas, but I took those gems from that older gentleman, you know? I took that L, I took that lesson, and I learned from it. So what I wound up doing is, you know, I was still cool with my homeboys, but I learned that everybody not your friend, and my friends was my friends, but I fell back from going over there because I couldn't see the long-term play. Even though, you know, I don't think that my friends would do that to me. But like he said, my friends, they ain't got no control over the other wolves in the area. Even though I was cool with them, I wasn't exempt from whatever they would have tried. You understand what I'm saying? So to keep myself from being in that predicament, I just stopped going over there. So this is my Adidas, y'all. I hope y'all enjoyed this episode. Peace. You want some cool merchandise? Well, you want to go to RidersLivePodcastStore.com. Also, we have t-shirts, hoodies, and drinkware accessories. You just shop, pick out what you like, and your orders will come straight to you directly. Also, subscribe to the Riders Live Podcast. It's on all streaming platforms. You can even listen on RidersOnline.net. You can get my music from the link tree. You can access my merchandise store. And you can listen on all streaming platforms right through the link tree. So subscribe, rate, and review to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify for Podcasters, Google Podcasts, and Good Pods. And you can also leave a review on RidersOnline.net. I appreciate everybody who's been listening to the show. Keep tapping in for great content and episodes. Thank you. We dropping the mic on Riders Live. Did you own a pair of Adidas? If so, put what kind in the comments. Also, did you ever have to run it? That means if somebody ever tried to jack you for your Adidas or something like that, let me know in the comments. Hopefully not, but Chicago is a whole nother beast and I ain't glorifying it, but you will get jacked here. So don't forget to like, comment, share, and subscribe. Make sure you go to RidersLivePodcastStore.com to get some merchandise. This has been another episode of Riders Live. Peace.